8:07, Shane McElhattan is here with It Says in the Papers.
2065 AD, 2045 AD, 2040 AD. Take your pick this morning. It's back to the future for many of today's papers, with the focus on future projections for housing, pensions and climate. Housing crisis for another 20 years is the Irish Daily Mail headline over its coverage of Future 40, the government's new financial roadmap to the year 2065. The paper quotes the report as warning that pent-up demand for housing will not be met until 2045, and that's assuming that building targets are met. The Irish Times front-page story puts the time frame at 15 years, saying the Department of Finance based its projections on current demographic trends, the growing preference for smaller households, and accumulated pent-up demand that already exists. The Irish Independent prefers to focus on the implications of an ageing population for pensions. With the Department of Finance's report projecting that almost half of public expenditure will be age-related by the year 2065, the paper quotes Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue promising there will be no increase in the state pension age during the lifetime of this government. The paper quotes Mr. Donoghue saying the rising costs associated with the ageing population will instead be dealt with by increasing PRSI payments. The Irish Times quotes the Department of Finance's chief economist John McCarthy as describing the country as being in the demographic sweet spot, with a healthy 4-to-1 ratio of workers to retirees. But he projects that within 2 decades, that ratio will have halved. The same paper's lead story carries a prediction by the UN's environmental programme that global warming projections for this century mean large parts of the planet will be unlivable. And that's assuming countries deliver fully on climate commitments. Several papers find new angles on the DJ Carey sentencing. The Irish Sun claims the total sum he swindled is closer to €1 million than the 400,000 reported up to now. The paper says the shamed hurling star was reported to be utterly rattled by his first night in Dublin's Mountjoy prison. Over a presumably mocked-up prison ID stencil, the paper says he is now prisoner 127872. As a non-violent prisoner, the paper says, he's unlikely to find himself on the same landing as convicted killers. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Star connect DJ Carey's swindle with the fate of the late cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan. The Mirror's lead says that among Carey's victims was a close friend of Vicky Phelan's, who gave Carey €10,000 and never got it back. He's quoted, "I knew him through the hurling. He asked for a €10,000 loan to finance his American treatment. Poor Vicky Phelan fought cancer to her last breath, and yet here was a guy running around the country pretending he was dying from the disease when there was nothing wrong with him." The Irish Examiner's lead story predicts that the collapse of fast-way couriers will spark a delivery crisis in the run-up to Christmas. The paper says that not only has the collapse left workers and drivers owed millions of euro, hundreds of small firms are scrambling to find other ways to move their stock, with fears that other delivery companies will not be able to accommodate thousands of customers seeking order fulfilment ahead of Black Friday and Christmas. In The Times, John McManus asks if competition from OnPost contributed to the collapse. He says Fastway had lost contracts from ASOS and Sports Direct to OnPost, and this has revived the question of whether OnPost is using its state-owned and subsidised mail delivery network to undercut commercial courier companies when bidding for contracts from big online retailers. However, he also asks if Fastway was doomed by the mountain of debt loaded onto it by its private equity buyers, based on over-optimistic assumptions about the future of online shopping and costs. It would not be the first time this has happened, he writes. Finally, the front page of the Day Award has to go to the Star. Under the headline, Shaving Private Lion, the paper's lead story clears up the mystery of a lion apparently seen wandering the woods in Killaloe, County Clare. What looked like a big cat caught on camera among the trees was revealed by Gardaí to be a giant, recently shaved and very friendly Newfoundland dog that goes by the name of Mouse.